Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for a wonderful show, show that's for you and about you. Those of you who work so freaking hard for your money and you're ready for your money, start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 bazillion years from now, but right now. So you can live that life that you love, to do what you love, to be with those that you love, whenever the heck you feel like it. But it's more than just your own lifestyle, your own comfort and convenience, but it's about creating a ripple effect through the lives of others. And as a rippler, you know that it's more than just about you. It's about creating a legacy of doing something bigger and better. And guys, I'm so excited to have you on, and I appreciate you allowing me to create a ripple effect through you guys by what we have to share here today. So appreciate you guys binging, sharing it with others, and sending questions and everything you guys have been doing. It's been amazing, and I've loved you guys for it. Thank you so much for being a part of this movement and this journey with me. Here's a quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's lots of great stuff on there, blogs, as well as that free ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, which slaps Dave Ramsey in the face and says, here's a way you can have money and not have to be cheap. So check it out if you want to have more resources there. A quick shout out to today's sponsor, the Garmax Group, a privately held debt fund that specializes in the alternative investment space. Garmax will borrow cash or self-directed IRA capital from private investors on above-market fixed-rate promissory notes, which provide repeatable monthly interest payments to its lenders. In other words, great returns paid out monthly. Garmax is a private and closely held diversified investment company managed by Kurt Kuffner with investment project experience in real estate, oil and gas, private commercial specialty loans, non-performing paper and collections, and a startup funding division that focuses on late-stage startups. Great company. You can learn more about Garmax or set up a time to talk to Kurt by visiting their site, garmaxgroup.com, and complete the Contact Us section at the bottom of their site. Again, that's Garmax, not CarMax, the used car company, but Garmax with a G, G-A-R-M-A-X, group.com. Check them out. All right, so today I've got a special guest here. So I've got Scott, you're gonna have to help me with this because dude, you're gonna have to help me with the pronunciation of your name. What is it?
So it's like hola in Spanish, hola, and then le ye. And those two rhymes.
Hola le ye.
There you go. Hola le ye.
So Duray? Is Duray correct?
Yeah. Oh yeah, Duray is perfect.
Duray. Okay. So Duray hola le ye, right?
There you go.
Okay, cool. All right, Scott. You can cut that part out or whatever. That's awesome.
I love it.
I feel like I'm talking to like the producer gods when I'm like talking to Scott.
It's like, where is Scott?
Yeah, it's like he's this out there, you know?
Yeah. That's all right.
I love it. Cool. All right. Okay. So on today's show, I've got a special guest, Duray Olalaye. And Duray here, he is the guy that's one, he's a great host. He's got the show. If you want to check it out, it's called Before the Millions. You would definitely want to hear about his journey, what he does. But he's a lifestyle real estate entrepreneur and business coach. And specifically what he does, he mentors overwhelmed and unfulfilled employees in the professional world through this process of creating and building a lifestyle business through real estate investing so they can escape the rat race and live a life of their design. So very much in line with what we talk about in this show, but it's guys, I'll tell you, I've met so many. I mean, I'm in a mastermind group with high-level real estate investors. And I'll tell you that many of them do not have the lifestyle to go with it. And so that's one of the big reasons I want to bring Duray on here because, one, he was in that corporate world. Two, he escaped the rat race, and now he's living not just living in this free life, but he's living a lifestyle, you know, something there. I want to talk about that lifestyle design and how you guys can create that kind of freedom as well. So Duray, welcome to our show.
Man, I am ecstatic. I'm so happy to be on the show. Hopefully I can add some value to your listeners. I cannot wait to get into it, but I will let you lead the way. So take it away for us and let me know how you want to get into the story because I'm at the tip of my seat right now to see if I can add some value to it.
Well, I guarantee it's going to be valuable. So let's start with where you came from. Like obviously like you actually went through the whole corporate world. Tell us about that.
You know, Chris, It's funny because I, at a young age, I never really knew what my passions were. I never knew what I wanted to do. And it was just happenstance that I really became a Big Four accountant. I remember that, my sister from the day she turned like 6, 7, or 8, she knew she wanted to be an OBGYN. And fast forward a few months later, a few months ago, she just got her MCAT scores and literally one of the top MCAT scores in the nation. Like, she beasted it. And wow. She hasn't wavered for 15 plus years. Mm-hmm. For me, I didn't know up until the age of 25 what I really wanted to do. So at the age of 16, 17, 18, I would ask around. Like, people thought, like, hey, who is this kid? Why is he asking all these questions? I would ask around, what should I do? How do you get to the ultimate success? And I really didn't understand what the path, you know, in front of me laid. And what should I do in the meantime? And people would tell me, oh, you're good with numbers. Maybe, you know, go study accounting and see if that, you know, floats your boat, or go study finance and things of that nature. And I did, with the understanding that eventually, because this is a safe and secure job, eventually I would go find my passion, right? This would just be my starting point. So that was my mindset in college, and that was my mindset throughout college. And I eventually found my way to build enough accolades and have the grades to be accepted in one of these firms. Now, if you don't know what a Big Four accounting firm is, it's like the Harvards and the Princetons of accounting firms. Like, it's like, hey, you cannot get into one of these firms unless you have like a perfect GPA and like you're the leader of every board at the school type stuff. Right. I didn't have a perfect GPA, but I was the leader of many organizations at my school, and therefore I showed how well-rounded I was, and that's how I was able to get into one of these firms. I had a few other oil and gas firms, but I wanted to ultimately go the Big Four route because it was the baddest and the cream of the crop. Mm-hmm. Or so I was told. And then I got there, Chris, and
this should be the epitome of success right here in your story, right?
Right, right, right. Like, I finally made it. I was so happy. Yeah. I remember the first few months I got on this client engagement, which is a real estate firm, and we're auditing financial statements of some of the biggest real estate companies in the world. And, you know, like, a lot of these companies require travel. They have assets all over the world. And, you know, you're here one day, you're there the next, you get this Amex card and you get free food. And after a few months, I got tired of that stuff. Like, first off, I'm the first person to say that I love travel. I love to travel, but work travel is very different from leisure. Travel. I remember one Sunday I got called by my manager saying, hey, do I book a ticket to so-and-so, which was San Francisco? We're going to be there for the next 3 weeks. I love San Fran. I'll be in LA this weekend. I love San Fran. And I was so excited. And I got there and I realized, wow, like, I feel like I'm still in Houston. Like, I literally did not leave the four walls that I was in from Monday through Saturday. Yeah. So I was working maybe 7 to 11 some days, maybe even 12, sometimes 1 o'clock some days. Wow. And then on Saturday, you'd think we'd get the day off, but we had very similar hours on Saturday. On Sunday, you think we'd get the day off, but no, you can work from your hotel room from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Are you kidding me?
So, thanks for the break.
Right. I got really disgruntled really, really fast. And I realized that I couldn't do this for 4 years. Like, my whole life was ahead of me. And I didn't understand, Chris, till this day, like, I'm so passionate about it. I didn't understand how people year in, year out did what I did for 2 years over and over and over again. Like, we get one life. I'm 29. I get 29 once. I will never be 29 again. Mm-hmm. Why do the exact same thing I did at 28 and 27? Like, it makes no sense how people do that. No sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I remember when I got my first check as a Big Four accountant, and this is my first full-time job, and, you know, I was supposed to be making a lot of money, and I got the check, and it was literally cut in half. Mm-hmm. When I called my mom, I was like, Mom, like, what's going on with my check? Like, they got all these fees and taxes, and I don't understand. Like, they took half my money. She's like, oh, that's how life works, honey. That's how life works. That's not how my life works. Like, I earned this money. Why do I need to give them all my money?
Yeah.
And I realized that there was something called taxes. I realized that it was upwards of 35 to 40 to even 45% if you consider all the taxes that don't come out of your check, like just general sales tax.
Yeah.
And it brought me to this fork in the road where I was like, okay, so you mean to tell me that I'm working from January to June just to pay Uncle Sam.
Right.
In a job I don't like. Mm-hmm. And I'm fresh out of college. So I'm working from July to December to pay off student loans, to pay my car note.
Right.
To pay credit card bills, to pay rent or a mortgage. All that goes to the bank. So Chris, half the year I'm paying Uncle Sam, the second half of the year I'm paying the bank, and the entire year I'm being unfulfilled by what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis. I don't see the big picture. I'm a paper pusher. I'm adding up 2 plus 2 to 4. That's all I see. I don't see what that actually means in the grand scheme of things. There's no fulfillment. Why would I do that another year?
Yeah.
But everybody does that. That's the American way. That's what we're supposed to do. Why question it? I had to question it. And it wasn't until I found a woman, and I call her my guardian angel. She was actually a woman on one of the engagements I was on at the Big Four firm. And she walked up to me and she said, DeRay, you know, I don't know what it is, but something just told me to give you this book that I've been reading. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can guess the book.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yes.
Chris, I was mind blown. Mm-hmm. I was absolutely floored. I said, there's no way this is real. This is witchcraft. This is the language I've been looking for all of my life, and it's all here in this little purple book. What in the world is this magic? Mm-hmm. After she gave me that book, I bought my first property 30 days later.
Nice.
30 days after I've ever heard about real estate investing, I bought my first property. And that doesn't speak to how smart I am. It doesn't speak to how much of an entrepreneur I knew I was. Mm-hmm. It really was the foresight. I don't know how I had it back then, and I'm so glad that I did. It was the foresight to know that most people have heard about real estate. Most people know what real estate investing is. Most people have seen those quotes, hey, 90% of millionaires have done so through real estate. Most people know this.
Yeah.
But yet, nobody really takes action. Mm-hmm. And I started to wonder, well, why is that? You know what? I'm just not going to be a statistic. I don't care how bad this deal is. I don't care if I fail. I don't care if I go bankrupt. I don't care if I got mortgage companies calling me. I don't care what happens. Let me get this first deal done, because I know if I got it done, my foot would be in the door. I'd have the experience. I'd have the connections. I would have the know-hows. I'd have the intangibles. I'd have the confidence to go rinse and repeat, because I've already decided that this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And when I said decided, mm-hmm. you know, the root word of decide is I'd, I-D-E. Mm-hmm. If you think about what I'd means, it means to kill. It means to cut off. So if you think about pesticide, you think about genocide, right. It literally means to kill off any other possibility. And most people never actually make a decision. Yeah. So when I decided, I didn't care about failure anymore. I was welcoming failure. I was like, bring it on. Let me fail on this first deal so that I can go and repeat this process and be successful.
Yeah.
Guess what happened, Chris?
You failed?
I didn't fail.
You didn't fail. Awesome.
It actually turned out to be a really good deal.
Yeah.
I had every intention of failing. I just wanted to get my foot in the door, but it actually turned out to be a good deal. And that goes back to the premise that it was just because I got started. It was just because I made a decision. So if there was any message that I wanted to give to your listeners today, it's just get started. It doesn't matter that you don't, you know, Jerry Seinfeld has a quote, and I'm going to pull it up the next time you interject, but it doesn't matter that you don't know where you're going. It doesn't matter that you don't know the next step. Mm-hmm. All that matters is that you get to the next step. And when you're at the next step, you see a little bit further. Your decisions can be a little bit different. But if you're still at that starting point, there's no way that you can actually start making any real decisive, conclusive decisions, because there's no experience for you to make those decisions off.
Amen to that. That's true. I see a lot of people that are like, I'm researching it. I'm learning it. It's like, listen, the best research is researching it, like doing it, you know, actually experiencing it versus just, you know, okay, I'm going to read a little bit more or listen to some more podcasts. But you actually said, no, I'm going to act. And then I learn.
Jerry Seinfeld's quote is this: you don't need to know anything. Everything you need to know, you'll figure it out when you need to know it. Mm-hmm. Even if you miscalculate and make the wrong decision, you needed to know that. And that holds so true to everything that we do in life, man. So true.
True. Jerry Seinfeld would know, he's a comedian. It's like, you can never tell if a joke's going to land or work unless you actually tell it in front of an audience versus, I'm going to write it and hopefully it works. I think it might be like this, like just try it out. If it bombs, right, try it again. Maybe it's successful and you're like, cool, first time, that worked great. But He just keeps working at it. I love it.
I love it as well, man.
So tell us, like, so now you started getting into real estate, right? And eventually, of course, you got to say goodbye to that job, you know, and you started moving the real estate path. Like, where did things start to change? Like, how do you really create that lifestyle? Like, when did that start to happen for you when you started to design your own lifestyle?
Man, I'd love to say that it happened almost immediately. but that definitely was not the case. I was the definition, and sometimes I feel like I still am. Mm-hmm. I was the definition of a starving entrepreneur. The normal term or phrase for that is a starving artist. I was a starving entrepreneur. I needed to escape the rat race, and I needed to do it fast. I felt like there was a ticking time bomb. Mm-hmm. I had the intuition to know that something was going to happen at work that was going to change everything. I knew that for some reason, and I know this is a shorter form podcast, so I won't get into it, but I knew that for some reason I was going to be let go. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, that didn't happen for an entire year. Uh-huh. From the day that I knew, and probably the firm knew that I was going to be let go, it didn't happen for an entire year. So I walk into work for 365 days a year, every single day thinking this is my last day. The torment that brought on was enormous.
I bet.
Not knowing when your last day at work was. So that's why my gear started really grinding. And not only did I start a real estate business that year, I started 7 other businesses, Chris.
Wow.
Maybe like you're crazy. I started 7 other businesses while I had a full-time job. Not any full-time job. I was a big four accountant.
Right.
I started 7 other businesses. And you can quickly see, first off, they all failed. But you can quickly see why they failed. I was so desperate for freedom, it wasn't even funny.
Right.
So I went a whole year failing and failing and failing and failing and learning and failing and implementing and learning and failing. And at the end of the year, I had enough. There was no more of me to be given, whether it was time, it was energy, it was effort. The number one thing was dollars. Like, all businesses require marketing dollars. And mm-hmm. I mean, trying to operate 8 businesses at one time with Facebook ads and this here and this there, dude. So at the end of the year, I knew that something needed to change. I couldn't uphold those 10 businesses going into January. Like, there was no way. And I am one person who's always been super strongly, like, I hated, and I hate to use that word, but I hated the idea of a mentor. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a scam. Uh-huh. I thought people were, you know, the whole guru mentality. I thought people were trying to get over on people. Why would you pay somebody thousands of dollars to tell you something? You go find it on YouTube. Like, I was just like, if you ever got a mentor, you're insane. There's no reason to need. I mean, I'm self-sufficient. I can figure this out. I can put this together. But for some reason, things weren't working for me after a year. And I was like, there's no other option than to find somebody who's done this before to tell me what they've done. Like, there's nothing else for me to do. Maybe I should get off of this I hate mentor stance, or I hate guru stance, or I hate coaching stance.
Right.
Lo and behold, today I'm a mentor, I'm a coach. but it wasn't until then, going back to your question, it wasn't until then that I understood how my life was supposed to unfold. I understood what my purpose was. I understood what my value was. I understood that I needed to follow systems in each of my businesses, which I was doing before, but not with the tutelage of a mentor.
Yeah.
So I'll give you an example. I have this client the other day who, before she became a client, she was looking to buy her first investment property. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the way she went about this process, her dad's a realtor. She's like, hey, Dad, can I use your real estate software to pull some lists so I can, you know, start contacting these people? Hey, sure. Yes, go ahead. So she's trying to become an investor. She's going to YouTube. She's listening to my podcast and other people's podcasts. And she's putting together formulas like I did. Like, okay, this is a good point. Let me add this to what I'm doing. This is a good point. Let me take this here. She went to her dad and she got a list pulled from his real estate agent software. She went to go take that list and she went to go give it to somebody on Craigslist who scrubs lists, mm-hmm. who pulls out the contact information from those lists, and he gives it to her. Random guy on Craigslist.
Yeah.
So as if it wasn't bad enough to get the list from an agent and an agent software, which is not what any real estate investor would do, mm-hmm. she then went to Craigslist to go find and skip trace the list. Right. Now, when she called the list, she went to Google, she typed in real estate scripts. She found a realtor script. She crossed out all the words that said anything that had to do with a realtor and changed it to an investor. And she started on her process. And she thought she was going to be a successful investor with the system she just created. And Chris, you're smiling because you see so many different points where she's made so many big mistakes. So many. Like, and it's, you know, as a scientist, my mom always wanted me to be a scientist when I was growing up. As a scientist, you have to change one variable at a time to know what's going on.
That's right.
But there were so many things wrong with what she had going on that it could be a plethora of different problems and there's no way for her to pinpoint it.
Yeah.
Because she went to YouTube. She was listening to podcasts. She didn't go to find a proven system, right, that other people have been successful at. She didn't go emulate a system, nor did she go hire somebody to help her through a system. She went to go create it on her own, exactly how I did for those 8 businesses.
Yeah.
And she was wondering why she wasn't getting anybody on the phone. And when she did get people on the phone, they weren't her target demographic. So again, it wasn't until I started following a system for every area in my life, including lifestyle design, including health, my workout routines, how I eat, right? Including my business, not only real estate, but also my coaching business. I have a system and a mentor in every single area. Somebody who's already been there, and I pick it up like this. Because there's no guessing. There's no wondering if I'm doing it right. There's just a, hey, I'm going to do it until it works because it does work.
That's right.
And there's a big difference. There's a sense of solitude in that.
Yeah.
You know? So that's when things really shifted for me, is when I started learning the basic fundamentals of really just learning and building a business. And not only that, but building up my lifestyle around my business. Because I think that's important as well.
I totally agree. Man, I can't echo that enough. I mean, just the fact of having someone to help mentor you and help you just skip all that error and all that crap you have to go through. I mean, that's the thing is like, you know, I realized that money can always be replaced, right? Like you can lose money, but you can make it back, but time you can never make back, and energy too. Like energy to me is more important than time. Like if my energy has been expended, like that's something that it doesn't come back. And on top of that, when your energy is low, then time speeds up too. Like you tend to lose more time. But when you have more energy, when you're like fired up and you're just alive, you know, especially when you're living that life of purpose and you're actually like enjoying the path, it's amazing how much more time, quote unquote, you have, right? Like time actually expands for you. Like you still have the same 24 hours, but people always wonder, how do people do it? It's like, it's all about energy and that expansion. And when you have the right person to mentor you, man, that can shortcut so many things. Shortcut, especially the pain and the agony, you know?
And that kind of brings me back to my message, which is lifestyle design, you know?
Yeah.
I pulled up another quote because I'm a big quote guy. Most people, they live their lives and they get 15 vacation days a year. Just think about that real quick.
Yeah.
15 days you get to do your own thing out of 365 days in a year.
Mm-hmm.
That is just like, again, 80% of Americans live like this. So obviously people don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Right.
But I don't know what it was about my upbringing or what I thought, but every single thing I witnessed in the system, I was just like, why are people standing for this?
Mm-hmm.
So I never wanted to be one of those people who went on vacation.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for those of you who go on vacations. It is beautiful. And I definitely suggest that you do it, get away, clear your head. For me personally, I didn't like the idea of a vacation. Because that means there's something in my life that I normally operate under or as, and I don't like it. I'm discontent with it, and I need to get away from my own life.
Yeah.
I don't need to get away from my life. I want to live my life every single day. So going back to never having a passion, once I figured out my passion and what I was put on this earth to do, which is serve and to help others, right? Especially people who are on the path that I was, and they don't know a way out, that is what I am here for, right? And there's a quote from Seth Godin, and he was on a resort island, and he had his laptop open. He's sitting at the pool bar, and, you know, he's just kind of hanging out, doing some work, and, you know, really just working, quote, unquote. And a vacationer comes up to him, and the vacationer says, vacationer says this to Seth. It's really a shame that you feel as though you have to work on vacation. And Seth said, It's really a shame that you have a life you feel you need to escape from.
That's right.
What I do on a day-to-day basis to make income is what I would do for the rest of my life if it didn't pay me a dime.
Mm-hmm.
When you find that common ground, you find that commonality, oh, it's a beautiful thing.
That's
when
right.
you create a lifestyle that you ultimately want, that you're living your ultimate dream day in and day out, there's nothing, I mean, that I think that's the ultimate goal. It's not about how much money you make, mm-hmm. right? It's not about the things you're able to afford. But if you can literally be in your zone of genius most of the day and live a certain type of lifestyle, by the way, that's you guys don't know what a zone of genius is. There's a book by Gay Hendricks. Mm. It's called The Big Leap. And if you need help identifying what your zone of genius is, please pick up that book. It's called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks.
Great book.
I want to live in that zone as often as possible. And Seth said it best, man. Like, I'm not going on vacation. We were talking before this interview, and I said, I have a vision of sabbaticals, 6 to 8 month sabbaticals, where mm-hmm. I am submerging myself in a different culture, in a different world, being a different person, getting an apartment, and ultimately taking up hobbies that I wouldn't normally be able to take up as a normal W-2 employee.
Yeah.
Right. If I want to go learn kickboxing for the next 6 weeks, I'm going to do that. Hey, I'm going to Mexico for the next 2 months, and I've been learning Spanish for the past 2 months mm-hmm. because when I submerge myself in that culture, there's no way around it. I have to know Spanish.
That's right.
You know, so putting myself in those types of positions, that's what life is about. That's what really fascinates me. And that's the goal that I have and many of my listeners have, because I think that it's ultimately going to bring you a lot more prosperity than any amount of money can.
Absolutely. 100% agree. That's one thing I always ask is, if money were no issue, what would you spend your time doing? You know, like, really think about it. Cause that's where I was when I retired the first time. I was like, well, shoot, now what? What's the next step? What's the next thing? And that's the thing, is that you got to find that purpose. And it's beautiful when you do. That's when it's not work, you know, like, that's when it's actually something you just enjoy. It's living life, having that fire and that fuel. So Dre, I really appreciate it, man. Like, this has been awesome. If people want to follow you or get to know your stuff more, what would you recommend? How would they follow you?
Yeah, 100%. Hey, if you guys want to connect, ask me a question or two. I love connecting. My favorite platform right now, currently, of choice, is Instagram. So if you want to add me on Instagram and find me there, it's just my first and last name, Dre Olaleye. Or if it makes it easy for you, for a hyperlink, just head over to beforethemillions.com/Instagram, and it'll take you straight to my Instagram page. Send me a DM. Let's connect. If you have any questions whatsoever, I love to answer them. Again, I am in the business of serving. So if I could serve you to a solution, let me help. Not looking to charge or anything like that. Like, I literally just want to help people that were in the position that I was, just like my guardian angel. She just walked by and said, Dre, read this book. I don't know why. And she's still at a big four accounting firm. Like, Dre, I just think you should read this book. That's the type of person I want to be in people's lives, to where I preach about her all day, every day. And if she had a business, I would send so many people to her business because of how she's helped me. So I want to be that conduit for a lot of people. So if you want to reach out to me, definitely reach out to me via Instagram.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I'll definitely put that link in the show notes so you guys can check that out. And yeah, follow Dre, man. Like, it's awesome. Be able to see that, and definitely follow his show Before the Millions as well. So Dre, again, thank you so much for your time and your generosity here.
Chris, it's been a pleasure. I've had so much fun. Man, it went by so fast, and I'm super excited that we're able to get that out for your listeners. If you need anything whatsoever at all on your end, man, please let me know. I love that. And this is my last thing. Told you, don't let me talk. I love that you have this platform. There are many people, especially where I come from, there are many people who reach success and, you know, they have the formula. They know what to do. They can do it again. It sounds like you just said you retired more than once, right? Mm-hmm. Right. There are many people who do that, and then they show you the results. Like, hey, look what I can do. Look where I am. Look what I'm doing. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there are very few people who show you the way and who want to help you and guide you through that process. Like, Chris has this podcast because he wants to give back to his community, right? And Absolutely. When I find a person like that, man, it really just warms my heart, because, again, it shows that you are of the abundance mindset. You don't think that there's a finite amount of resources in this world.
Right.
And you know 100% that somehow, some way, even if it doesn't come back to you directly, just being able to serve somebody in the best possible way that you can is an indirect blessing. So I appreciate what you do, man. Keep rocking it. And I'm definitely tuning in, man. I love it.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. So, man, I appreciate it. Again, guys, check out his stuff. We'll have his link in the show notes. And hey, everybody else, you know, take action. If you got anything from this, it's just the fact is willing to get out there, try it, follow somebody who's been there, done that, and still doing it today. So everybody, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.